What is up, guys and gals, and welcome back to episode 66 of the Double Bogey.
67.
Damn it.
Well, two to go, Ryan.
Yeah, episode 67, eh?
It is. Two away.
Hey, you piped that the wrong way.
I'll call the clubhouse. We'll book another 18 for tomorrow.
Okay, they cheated on that. They fluffed their balls.
Yeah, no better time for the breakfast ball than now.
Guys, welcome back. We're back on the pod again. You know, Thursday drop, no big deal at all. We can't catch a break. The only break that we have caught so far is that we are up above 0 degrees. We're at 30 degrees today. I don't know. It's good simulator weather.
Yeah, it's perfect simulator weather.
That's
like
it.
You can not freeze your dick off for walking from your truck to the front door of the simulator.
Yeah, exactly. Well, also your clubs don't freeze in your truck. Do you think that makes a big difference if your clubs are cold? Do you think you get less ball distance?
I don't know. I know we didn't get much distance out of those vegetables we crushed last year.
Well, that's because they're vegetables.
I don't know.
I'm talking about an actual golf ball.
I've never golfed at anything under probably 45.
No, but I'm saying taking your clubs from the truck, like say you accident, because you're the type of guy that would leave your clubs in your truck all winter long because you just forgot to take them out. Oh.
Definitely.
Walking into the simulator, those are not going to warm up immediately. So I'm thinking that it probably takes 40 to 50 yards off your game. So in contrast to that, you bring a blowtorch to the simulator.
Preheated a little bit?
Preheated, yeah.
I think there's something to this because the first time I ever went to the simulator was in the middle of the winter. We went last winter.
That was the first time you ever went?
Yeah, and I broke my 3-iron. Snap the head off. Maybe you don't lose yards, but your clubs are brittle, so they'll literally break. That's why my club broke.
Your clubs are like a 85-year-old hip.
Yes.
Ready to snap at a moment's notice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. If you duff one shot, say goodbye to that club head because it's going through the canvas, through the entire building, right out into the cold where it belongs.
It had absolutely nothing to do with the copious amounts of beer we drank.
Well, that's true. On another note, I was at the simulator last weekend and I did play Whistling Straits. That course is tough.
Is it?
Yeah.
Granted, it's the same lie every single time, whether you're in one of the 5,000 bunkers or not. That makes it a little bit easier. But I think through 11 holes, I was maybe like 18 over, 19 over.
Ooh.
Which again, Tyler. Okay. Also, quick update from quick July update here. I hit the range after the simulator. I'm like, all right, I got to get these distances back. I started letting her fucking buck.
No new clubs yet, right?
No new clubs. I only have 3 of the entire set. I got the driver, and they're at the store. They're not here yet. The driver, the hybrid, and the putter. Now, funny story in the hybrid. When I got the final bill after I got fitted, I said, okay, wowzers. This is what I owe you for these clubs. Because I've never done this kind of thing before, right? I'm a secondhand type of guy.
Yeah.
I'm just going to get them used from somebody else, second swing, PGA, whatever. So he gives me the bill, and I'm like, all right, which club on here can I take off? Which one do I absolutely not need? Well, he's like, you need all of them because then you have a hole in your game. If you get rid of the hybrid, then you have the, you know, the 220 to 240. Like, what are you going to hit there? And I'm just like, well, fuck, I don't have that club anyway, so I'm just going to lay
up. You just hit your 4 really hard.
Yeah, or just driver off the deck, whatever. I'll make it work. Driver at 50%. That's going to get me there. And if you get rid of the 3-wood, then you don't have like a 240 to 260 club. So I'm like, all right, get rid of the hybrid, because if the driver's not working off the tee, I can always go to the 3-wood. And fantasy football happened. Okay, I ended up getting second place in fantasy football. I still don't even know what my payout is, but regardless of what that is, I called in the other day. I said, hey, get that hybrid on order, because that's the one I axed. I said, get that baby on order. He goes, whoops, we accidentally ordered it right away. And I'm like, well, fuck, I'll be there next week to pick it up.
It was destiny.
It was destiny that they ordered this thing and weren't supposed to. So they would have just had a custom hybrid tailored towards me had I not said anything on the phone.
I don't want to get your hopes up, but this seems like the prelude to this is the club that you hit the hole in one with. Like a club that you never even intended to get.
And then it gets framed. But
that would have to be on a par 4.
Yeah, probably. Unless I'm back to 50%.
or a really, really long par three if you're hitting your hybrid for a hole in one.
So, and where I was going with this whole thing was I took the rescue club out, the 19 degree that you had lent me a while ago, Tyler, and then you just ended up giving it to me.
We traded driver for a rescue.
Okay, yeah, we traded. And I was swinging out of my ass. There was no balance. There was no nothing taken into consideration. 270, 275, 280. And that was that. Now I'm back.
Oh, and now are you gonna have to sit and think about it when you take your new hybrid out and it's 220?
No, I won't. I'll have those clubs so dialed in. But we're getting closer to things. I did sell my driver on the podcast. That will be going Dalton. Great guy, by the way. Dalton bought the driver off the podcast. You're gonna love it.
Congrats, Dalton.
I need to get my new driver in. No, he did not. It's a great club.
You're a club salesman now.
I need to get this new driver in so I can get the box for it and properly send it to him. I need to do away with that. That is now his problem. That is now his driver that will carry 280, 290 on a good day. And I need to flip over a new leaf in 2022, and we're about to do that. But Tyler, I haven't been in the simulator. I've been there one time. I've been there two times in the last 3 months. It's just not enough.
Me too. I went once with you and then once with other buddies.
Yeah.
And I think it's the same for you.
Well, and here's the thing. Sometimes I can't always find someone to go to the simulator with, which brings me to this next point. The Tinder for golfers. Excuse me, fucking blew the doors off of this podcast. Million plus views on TikTok, sharing all over the world.
I think it's going to hit 2 mil.
App developers coming out of the woodwork being like, hey, I already got this in the works. This is a weekend
actual
project for me.
App developers.
Yeah. Actual app developers. And I think we need to go a step further with this, Tyler. I think we need to take this a step further, because if we were to just move on from that, we would not be doing our due diligence in really providing people with the swingers that they need, the pineapple heads that they need. So I think we need to take this thing to the next level. How do you think we should do that? We have 50 people claiming that they can build this app, and I'm in for it. Go on.
I think we need to host the Shark Tank.
Okay.
People need to pitch to us why they should be the ones to make this app.
So they need to come on the podcast. We need to zoom them in on the podcast. Each person gets five. Is 5 minutes sufficient enough?
I was thinking two.
Seven.
I don't know.
Each person gets 7.5 minutes to pitch us their app.
We don't get to pick who makes it, because anybody can make this app and just call it something different, i.e. Bumble, i.e. Tinder, i.e. Hinge. They just change something a little bit. We have to pick which one we want to get behind.
Which one is the official Breakfast Ball sponsor.
Yeah. Exactly. Because from what I've been told, there are apps out there that kind of do this.
Yeah.
But I've looked into these apps and they're just not all that people say they are. They don't have the functionality that we would prefer on Swinger. I was also told that Swinger has been taken, but I think we can work around that. I think we can figure something
out.
Who
took it?
I don't know.
Maybe you trade your truck that you're trying to sell for the name.
For the IP?
Yeah.
Yeah.
IP of
I'll
Swinger.
I'll give you the old GMC.
Well, no, I'll just trade the rest of my clubs. I still have the rest of my clubs left. That high toe 56, that thing's got to be worth $100.
If anything, they're getting the better value.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So I think we should do Shark Tank style. I was going to say we should do email submission and then choose from there, but we need Shark Tank style. If you come on the tank, we're going to put you through the ringer. We need to see beta versions. We need to see features. We need to see like live testing maybe. I don't know if we need to get that in depth, but I definitely do want us to get behind one of these apps. I think it'd be sweet. Why would we not?
I'm with you. I think let's do the email thing first and we'll whittle it down.
Yep.
Or like DMs. A lot of people, we can look through our DMs and figure out who we like and then invite them on. But I'm all bored on this. I think that Swinger or whatever it ends up being called, because apparently Swinger's taken probably by the actual swingers.
Yeah. We're not into that.
We got to put our weight behind somebody. And I think this is a good idea.
Yeah, we got to get this up by the time the course is open, because I personally will need to use this app.
Well, there's been one guy from the UK. He's literally already built it. He's like, this is a side project for me, and it's basically already done.
Dang, we got
to get on. And for that reason, I'm in.
I'm in on that too, but I need to see it first. Everyone said, oh man, I can build this thing. We'll do it then.
Ideas are crap. Execution's everything.
Yeah. Yeah. No one cares. Work harder.
Exactly.
That is my mantra.
It is.
Hey, do you have that up in your garage, right?
I do.
You have it in your office don't you?
No.
Oh.
Nope.
It's funny the different types of signs Ryan and I have in each other's houses, because this is the sign that's in my house.
For the audio listeners, it says, rawr means I love you in dinosaur.
Not in Jurassic Park.
That's true.
Yep.
That's not Jurassic Park specific.
Rawr means I'm hungry, I think.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Kevin Costner, Jurassic Park, right?
Yeah.
Maybe. Is it actually?
I have no idea.
Kevin Costner
is not in that.
Okay. Kevin Costner's in 1883.
Jeff Goldblum,
yeah.
Costner's in 1883. I forgot.
Close enough. I do enjoy the difference in signs that you guys own. I think it plays well to stark differences in your personality.
Yeah, I'm not Tyler keeps telling me I'm a live, laugh, love guy. We're just not.
No. I never said that.
Yes, you did. You said we have live, laugh, love style signs all around our house, which we don't. Yeah.
Styles. I know you would never go with the actual live, laugh, love, but you got like shit that says home. And
we do not have anything that says home.
Okay, Ryan.
But
next time I'm there, I'm going to take pictures.
But one day when I do, I think I'm going to build my own simulator one day. Not build the simulator. I'm going to build like the foundation behind, like around it. I will have a sign that says golf.
Just golf.
So that when somebody new walks in, they say, what the fuck is this thing? Is this the movie room? What are you doing in here? I'm golfing. It says on the sign.
We guys got to get you all the cute little signs and stuff that says like four and stuff like that.
One of them off to my 45 degree right that says shank.
Bad day on the course, better than a good day at the office.
Yes, that's yes. Also, Tyler, you just muted yourself. Why are you doing that? And can you just please explain why your immune system is so just not as good as mine?
I'm fucking COVID.
Yeah, you do. Which variant do you remember?
Yeah. Probably the Kennedy variant.
Okay.
Really?
The Matt Kennedy variant.
That's a rare case.
It's like not super bad, but it's just annoying.
Yeah. I feel
just
that.
Just a pest.
I got bad karma. Last time I had COVID, we did that special because we both had it at the same time. We did it in my basement.
Yeah.
I had zero symptoms. Felt great.
Same.
This time around, it absolutely kicked me straight in the scrotum.
Yeah, that sucks.
Puking, fevers, the whole nine.
So you think it's the OG?
I don't know, man. I don't know. All I know is it sucks ass.
Yeah. You'll be back in no time.
Yep.
I
miss you guys.
That's a given.
Yeah.
We do so much better when we're sitting next to each other.
Sit back, Ryan.
No, I'm not going to do that.
Sit back.
No.
You insulted his interior decor. I don't think he can.
Yeah, I can't
back.
Do that. I can't
that was
do it.
A long time ago.
I know. But I'm not going to do that. So we can push that one right to the side. I do hope you're feeling better. I like having you in the studio a lot more, obviously. So we're just going to deal with what we got. We're coming over Zoom now, and I'm really liking how this the Swinger app is shaping up. So what's the next step in this? Do we just say, even if you've already sent us a DM already to @breakfast.balls on Instagram, do we just have you send another one and say, hey, I'm in with your email address and what else?
Yeah, let's just have them make sure the first word says Swinger. So that we can filter out the ones that are actually about the app.
Okay.
So when you send your DM.
SWNGR. Because.
Yeah, if you spell it wrong, you're immediately out.
Yep. Yep. Because that just means that shit in the app is going to be spelled wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, we don't want Mitch running this app.
No, Mitchell won't touch this app. okay. And we want swipe right, swipe left, or is there some sort of trademark behind that? I guess we don't know. I guess that's the app developer's issue that we can deal with later.
I don't think so, because all the dating apps use that.
Okay.
I don't think they're all owned by the same person, right?
I don't know.
And I think it's just ingrained in people.
We don't have to do that research. They're gonna do that research for us.
This is the app meant to be downloaded.
Ooh, is that the new tagline? Because the last one was very good?
Did
opposite.
That, did that make you guys feel something?
That made me chuckle.
If that's what you're going for chuckles?
I'm going, I need you to feel something for me right now.
You're going for gasps.
I'm going for gasps. Wow. I could really see myself walking up to the course, meeting somebody new, hitting the links for a quick 9 or 18, and then maybe heading off to the bar. And who knows, if things go good enough, maybe I'll bring them home to meet my wife. And then my wife can also meet them and have a good time and become friends with them as well. That's what I'm going for.
Okay. That's a lot for that, the app meant to be downloaded tagline. I think we'll have to work on that. Or just see what the developers have.
Okay. Well, that's the developer's issue. I don't need to be dealing with that.
What if we say, find someone to swing with for life?
Maybe.
That's not a bad idea, actually. That's not a bad idea whatsoever.
It definitely only means golf.
Exactly.
Because I know, Matt, when you moved to town, you were looking for people to hang out. You were going to like focus groups and shit like that, right?
Focus groups.
Or you were going to like meetups and shit.
I was, yeah. I was looking for clubs. I joined the what Fargo. Kind of club? There was like the Fargo friends, meet friends group or whatever on Facebook.
What kind of people are you meeting there?
The best one was I went to a stock trading group with Sarah, and it was a bunch of guys. Yeah. They ordered like 3 Domino's pizzas, and they put like their portfolios on the big screen, and they just like live traded stocks at night. Wait, it was an interesting group.
You didn't go to a group that was just like looking for friendship?
No, it was all like interest based. I kind of thought that people who are just looking for friends would be a little sketchy. Those aren't my type of people. Despite the fact that I'm doing that myself.
No, I think finding interest is a good way to go about it.
Yeah, exactly. Learn something. I learned a little bit about the stock trading that night. So
how to go?
They texted me. They actually called me like the 2 weeks after and tried
because
to get me to come
back. they have some sort of masterclass for $1,000 you can buy.
There was a masterclass, but they did not call it a masterclass. It was called a tutorship. Well, and so to be fair, they weren't selling me a product. They were selling me the idea of becoming my own boss.
Holy shit! Nothing more could make me want to puke right now.
Now, Matt, this is your chance to recruit other people to be their own
boss. Exactly. But here's the thing. If I sign up just 2 friends, I get to go to the next level. So are you guys in or not?
I would love to keep doing this bit, but we did it for like 35 minutes on YBR like 2 weeks ago. I love the idea, Matt. Sorry.
So could you see yourself meeting up at a golf course with a random?
Yeah, I'd say so. Okay. Getting outside. Outside's always a good thing.
Okay. Yeah, and with the app, someone or multiple people had a good idea to where you can give people ratings after you're done golfing with them.
Like Uber.
Like Uber, which could really it could tank someone's self-esteem, maybe. But also, you're tanking somebody's driving skills if you're giving them a bad rating in Uber. If you're a bad person, I think people deserve to know that, and they don't want to golf with you.
Yeah, but I think that if they're going to rate someone, we have to require a reason for the poor rating.
Mm-hmm.
Because if, like, let's say you golf with someone and they want to rank me bad because I want to drink.
Yeah.
That would be that some other person might like.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
I think we have to require a reason.
Okay.
So I don't get like 1 star and 5 times because I keep playing with people that don't want to drink, you know?
Okay. And where do we make the money on this thing? Premium version?
Ooh. Yeah, you can super swing with somebody if you get premium.
I think free version, you're looking for solos, and then premium is like 2 men looking for 2 men, or like man and woman
couple for couple.
Couple looking for couple. Yeah.
2 men looking for couple.
So the more of a foursome that you're filling out, the more you might have to pay.
Yeah. Or you're paying to be paired with the high quality people.
Yes.
Like you're kind of hanging out with, like, if it's the free version, you might be hanging out with
like
trash.
Yeah, like, gee, I got the free version right now. I'm golfing with 87 handicaps. Guy doesn't want to drink, and he also wants to walk. That's the type of person you get on the free version. Now, you pay, let's just say, $4.99 a month. You get the 20 handicaps who want to have 16 beers on the course and ride in a cart all day without possibly even getting out.
They have their own clubs and everything.
Own clubs, own everything. I think that's just the best way to go about it. So yes, I do like that reasoning, Tyler. And I think we could definitely implement something like that.
Premium has a caddy feature. You can find a caddy.
Well, how would you
premium
do that? Oh, so you might not even be looking for a golf partner. You might be looking for just a caddy. Someone to come carry your clubs. Fitness guy like me, fuck, you know, I could get a workout in today, but man, I can sure golf. Maybe I'll just caddy today. Maybe you get a tour style bag, like one of them heavy ones that I used to have. I'll lug that baby around. I'll give you some advice on any shot you want, whether it's right or not. I don't know. Or five types of golfers. You need to pick what type of golfer you are. If you're an advice guy, maybe you only get filtered through the free tier. If you are, what are the other types of golfers that Miles did in the video?
Wasn't that our video?
Oh, maybe.
The guy who overly praises. You could just get one group of just super positive people to golf together.
Yeah.
Even though they're each like triple bogeying every single time.
Yeah. Or if you just want to feel better about your game, you get a praise guy.
Yeah.
You get a locker room guy is what we'd like to call them.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a bad idea.
Someone who can keep your morale up.
Yeah. It's kind of like when you set up a new profile on Instagram, you have to either click like artist or personality or blog or whatever. That's kind of sick, actually.
I like that.
I would call myself, if the advice guy is going to give me that, I'd call myself the good time.
Okay.
The good time.
Tyler seems to disagree.
Tyler,
heavily.
What was that?
Ryan, I can't give you full good time. I can give you, you are a good time, but when you play bad, it's scary.
Good time's got to be a good time all the time.
What do you consider playing bad?
Like when you were going through your slump, I was scared of you the whole time we were out
there. But I'm also not going to put anyone else through that with me. So therefore I'm just not going to be on the app.
Yeah, that's fair.
Just because you found your special someone already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about you, Tyler? What would you qualify yourself as on the app?
Just a guy looking for another guy to hang with.
Just
you know?
A gym looking for his Dwight.
A gym looking for his Dwight. I don't know, man. I'm not much of an advice guy. I'll give it if somebody's really struggling.
You gave me advice that changed my Arizona trip my backswing, but it might have just been blatant that I couldn't see.
I didn't give it to you though until we were like a course and a half into it. I didn't want to like throw the first tee, Matt, shorten your backswing
immediately.
Yeah. But yeah, like I'd be a vice guy sometimes.
It's all like it all just depends on like reading the room.
There to get out of the house guy, aka avoid the significant other.
Just enjoy the great outdoors guy.
Yep.
I think that works.
There for the vibes.
That's one I'd say. Just the vibe guy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I just secured an at on Instagram.
What'd you get?
This is the way we're gonna do it. Okay. Everyone, this is the time right here. Hang on. I gotta skip that. It's just doing the whole intro thing. There's no profile picture yet. Okay. We officially have an at on Instagram. Do we want him to message Breakfast Ball or do we want him to message this page?
Probably Breakfast Ball.
Cause I just secured Swinger Golf at Swinger Golf, SWNGRGOLF.
Yeah, once we get it, then we'll convert them to Swinger Golf. Let's just have them send it to us for now.
Okay, I'm just getting ahead of the game because I know someone out there is going to try and snipe that, but you can't because I already did.
That is savvy on your part.
I know. I did it while you guys were talking about that.
Now we got to think merch, logos.
Ooh, pineapples.
Lots of them. I think just golf balls that have the pineapple little triangle diamond things.
That would actually be sick.
Or maybe we do a different fruit.
Like what, a mango?
Maybe. I think we got pineapples, man. It's the closest looking to a golf ball by close design.
Okay, because you know what? We're going to get massive downloads if we just kind of keep taking this thing in the direction that it's going, the direction people maybe think it's going, even though it's not. Extra downloads.
Yeah, exactly.
Massive downloads.
A download's a download. Doesn't matter if they use the app or not.
Yeah. And once this whole thing gets going, we'll start talking percentages. I mean, obviously, we're going to need to take our healthy cut because we had the idea and we're providing the feedback and we will be piggybacking this thing on our pages.
Oh, yeah. We'll be making promo videos. We'll be using the app ourselves.
I mean, people can even meet up at Sweet Shots. Be like, hey. Man looking for man in Fargo. Just guy looking to have a couple beers with another dude.
I don't want to pay for a whole bay myself.
Yeah, meet me at Sweet Shots. We'll get 2 hours. We'll golf together. We'll talk life. Maybe talk some stocks. Maybe try and sell you on a masterclass. And hey, if you happen to recruit a couple other people after this Sweet Shots meeting, it's where the money comes in.
It's not a product, it's a lifestyle.
That's right. No one cares. Work harder, baby. All right. Swinger, it's underway. Whether you've messaged the Breakfast Ball page or not, do it again at breakfast.balls. Start out your DM with the word Swinger app and then kind of give us your pitch below. We'll probably get a couple people on the podcast. We'll weed a couple out and we'll keep this baby moving. I'm excited for it.
Roll on, baby.
I'm really excited for this thing. I think this is the first step to us really breaking into the golf scene with our type of people, because we can find our type of people out there.
I think it's the first step towards becoming moguls.
In the swinger world.
Yeah, exactly.
There's no one who has a voice for swingers out there besides Tyler and I.
We're going to make Fargo the Silicon Valley of the Midwest.
The swinger capital of the world.
Yes.
God,
nobody golfs alone here.
This is going to be great.
Unless they want to.
No man or woman left behind.
I got goosebumps, guys.
Did you feel something there?
Right there, I did.
That's what I've been going for all day. Finally, we got the feeling in Matt, and I think we can get that feeling in everybody else. So, you know the steps. Go do it. Message the Breakfast Ball page, and we'll get this thing underway. Who knows? May not even go anywhere, but knowing us, it probably will. It just may be a couple, 2-3 days late, just like the podcast usually is. So bear with us. We'll get back to you. And if you've already sent us a message, don't worry. We're going to get back to all those. We'll give you the directions on what to do, and we'll go from there.
Beautiful.
Hell yeah. Let's take a break quick.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. Go send us a message if you are an app developer. And we'll be right back. All right, guys and gals, it's a huge time in the sports world right now. The NFL playoffs are here, and I will tell you right now, the DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, is kicking things off with a huge offer. So, counting down to Super Bowl 56, new customers can get 56-1 odds on any wildcard team to win their game. Bet just $5 on that wildcard team and win $280 in free bets. $5 to win $280. 56-1 odds.
Any team.
That's not 10-1. That's not 20-1. That is 56-1. Those are great odds just for
you know what that sounds like to me, Ryan?
What's that, Tyler?
A no-brainer.
That is a no-brainer. So if you're out there and you literally have no brain in the middle of your skull, which I hope you all do, it doesn't matter. This is a no-brainer bet. It's 56-1 odds, $5 bet to win $280 in free bets on a wildcard team of your choice. So go ahead and download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. If the DraftKings Sportsbook is not available in your state, you can always play the DraftKings Daily Fantasy as well. That's what we've been rocking here at You Betcha. But hey, when we do get to a state with the Sportsbook, I'll tell you where I'm going to be. I'm going to be off in the corner placing bets on a wildcard team to win that game. Big time
odds.
I'll
be right behind Ryan's shoulder, seeing what he bets on, and then betting the same, because I don't know what I'm doing.
No, bet opposite.
I'm going to bet the opposite.
Yeah, well, Matt got the worst better in You Betcha history, so bet the opposite of Matt, because he did pick Alabama to beat Georgia, which again, didn't happen. We haven't even gotten to talk about that yet.
Yeah, that kind of sucks.
Yeah, that was tough. And I even told you, too, it's just hard to beat another team twice, which I wasn't wrong.
No, you were.
I was right. And you have a gambling podcast. I don't know how that all works out.
Yeah, we'll have to talk about that one off the air probably.
Off air. Grab me when we get out of the podcast studio. Guys, huge chance at cash prizes. Millions of dollars out there for you guys to win on the DraftKings Daily Fantasy. DraftKings Sportsbook, all that good stuff. So go ahead right now. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code YouBetcha and get 56-1 odds on any NFL team. Bet just $5 again and win $280 in free bets. If your team wins, that's promo code YouBetcha at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. And remember, must be 21 years or older, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania only. New customers only, minimum $5 deposit and $1 wager required. One per customer. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. And if you have a gambling problem, please call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Ryan, I've been stuck in my house for 3 days now.
You haven't went to the gas station or anything?
No, I can't. I'm all alone. I ate all of my food, and today I wake up to an empty fridge except for one thing.
So you're basically just trying to get shit delivered to your door.
I don't need to, because I already had this delivered to my door.
Ooh, the sweet and spicy brisket.
It's my favorite flavor of the brisket. It's tender, it's juicy, it's sweet, but it's not too spicy for white bread taste buds like
mine. Why is it spicy?
Why is it spicy? I freak out with too much pepper, but this is a perfect amount of spice for me. So if you're like me, you like sweet stuff, and you like a little tiny bit spicy stuff, go check out the sweet and spicy brisket at bulkbeefjerky.com. And they got all the other stuff for you too. So when you're stuck at home quarantining like me, you can go to bulkbeefjerky.com/youbetcha. Use promo code youbetcha, YOUBETCHA. Get 10% off their order, and they bring it to your door, so you don't have to go out anywhere to get it, and you don't have to starve like I was until this got to my house today.
Yeah.
So go check it out.
We ate a lot of it in the ice house, actually. And if you're eating beef jerky, in my case, that doesn't make your temples want to cramp up because you are chewing so much. It's you got to find a different beef jerky. That's what Bulk's going to do for you. The temples are going to cramp up. It's going to taste amazing. Ice house, pickup, home, it doesn't matter. Check it out, bulkbeefjerky.com/youbetcha. Get that 10% off delivered right to your door.
Yeah, baby.
All right, Tyler.
Yes, Ryan.
VR golf.
Oh, yeah, Matt's innovation of the week.
So it's not even an innovation, though, Matt.
It's just more of something I've been thinking about a lot lately because Oculus was the number one selling item for Christmas this year.
Did you get one?
I did not, no.
God damn. See, here's the thing.
Okay.
You don't need an Oculus.
What the fuck, Matt?
You don't need an Oculus. You just need a friend with an Oculus. And that's what I'm trying to find on the Swinger app.
So that's why you're mad at me for not getting one.
Well, I'll just hit this.
In Ryan's bio on Swinger.
Yeah.
Must have Oculus.
Must have Oculus so I can use one.
Looking to enter the virtual world. But yeah, so it just got me thinking about how the whole world is trending VR. Bill Gates says within 3 years, all office will be VR in the metaverse, which I don't believe.
That's
considering how many old people can't work out their computers anyways. Yeah,
exactly.
So just got me thinking about eventually there's going to be very advanced VR golf. And there already is, like, the Oculus already has some just like basic golf games. Like, they have a driving range, I believe.
Okay.
But eventually there's going to be a point where you can do the entire golf experience VR. Like Bevcart VR, the bar afterwards VR. So is that something that excites you guys, or are you a little hesitant? Are you trying to like pull away and remain in reality as long as possible? Because I'll tell you right now, it would help us so much. In the middle of January, we can't do anything. We're scrambling. We're inventing golf apps just for something to talk about on the podcast.
Hey,
Matt,
that's a great, our golf app is a great idea.
It is.
And that was confirmed by the 1.5 million people that saw it.
Yeah.
Matt, I have an answer for you.
He's okay. Got an answer.
Yes, I am. I am excited, but not for it to fully go VR. I want to meet in the middle. I want simulators to mesh with the VR.
Okay.
I want to step into that simulator booth with like a pair of Spy Kids glasses and then be immersed into the VR that way, so that when the Bev cart comes, it's still actually my waiter or waitress.
Okay.
So, I don't want to buy virtual drinks.
Yeah, I was going to say, so it's... You still can't scratch that itch. Like, there's not just going to magically have a beer magically appearing when the Bev cart, you know, rolls up to your hole and you decide to get six for the boys. Mm-hmm. So I just don't feel like that itch is going to be scratched. But like you said, Matt, in the middle of winter, it's great to just have something to do.
Exactly.
Right? It's great. But also at the same time, you can't replicate hitting an actual golf ball either into a screen or out into a field somewhere.
It's like diet golf, basically. Like, what Coke is to diet Coke.
Yeah. Like a little bit of aspartame mixed in there. A
little bit.
Yeah. So it's not great for you to be doing VR golf. Like, it's obviously way better to
get outside
the aspartame. But sometimes you just need something to do. You need a diet Coke to sip on.
Sometimes you need a DC to get you through the day.
Yeah. I would like to try it out though.
Yeah.
Do you think it'll be better than Wii Golf?
I hope so. Wii Golf is fun, but it is not realistic whatsoever. The remotes get really janky sometimes.
Have you seen people play?
What are you talking about? My swing like this isn't realistic.
Yeah, and then you have to hold still because if you flick, like when the ball's already moving, it'll start flying around a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Have you seen someone play VR golf, or have you like seen it online or anything?
I've seen videos, yeah.
So what are you holding in your hand?
They come with remotes, like little remotes that look basically like Wii remotes, and you're using that.
So here's here's the direction I want to go with VR golf. You got to get some sort of custom treadmill, right? That is basically a circle and you can walk in any which direction. It is self-propelled.
Mm-hmm. I have those.
Exactly. They have it for other VR games, more so like first-person shooters. We need to implement that into the golf world to where like it plays more as an exercise tool for people in the middle of January to like still get some exercise in, especially if, you know, you're older and you're used to golfing 18 holes 4 days a week walking just to stay in good shape. I think that would be a lot better direction to take with VR golf and throwing that into the mix right away so people can use it more as an exercise tool than they can like a Wii golf situation.
Yeah, I think you still need like that middle stuff, like walking up to the ball, stuff like that. Maybe put a sun lamp above you so you're getting vitamin D somehow.
Yep.
You can't just go like shot to shot. You can't cut out all the crap.
Right, exactly.
I think
exactly.
You still need the crap in there.
I want to still have to look for my ball.
Yeah, I agree. You're like looking under your couch at home or something like that.
Yeah, you gotta have your wife to the side who she just shuffles in like a rug of fescue in front of you, and you actually have to walk, like she puts that right on the treadmill and you have to walk through the fescue just to find your ball.
Holding up the virtual pace of play because you can't find your ball in your house.
You got
we just get one of those full body suits that so you can feel everything. So we're not actually going through fescue. It just feels like we are.
Yeah. Someone hits you with a golf ball. Someone doesn't yell four and hits you with a golf ball. Like it might drop you on the Oculus.
The Oculus just sends a shockwave.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, then you
concussion protocol.
You bang your fucking face on the coffee table.
Yeah.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah. Those things got to be like, I wonder how much room you would have to have for this. I feel like you'd have to have at least a 10 by 10 foot section for this to work.
We'll clear out your garage, something like
maybe
that.
Like a padded room. Mm-hmm. If you do happen to run into the wall.
Yeah, I think that would definitely help.
What do you think, Tyler?
I think we should make people wear helmets.
Helmets would be a great addition. Again, though, like we're just adding so much stuff in, it's hard to replicate the real thing.
Yeah.
Even at like a sweet shots, it's like I'm still seeing real ball flight. I'm still hitting balls with the clubs I'd use on the course.
Yeah. But this also gives you it does open up tons of opportunities. You can walk on any course ever. You could be
That is true.
You could be just so disrespectful on the Augusta greens. You could be kicking up the greens. You can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter.
That would be a very cool feature. It's kind of like, I feel like VR golf is kind of like getting courtside tickets to an NBA game with the Oculus.
Yeah.
Right? So you pay, let's just say you pay $20 and there's cameras set around all around the court. So you're basically like, it's like you're sitting courtside, but you're just not actually there. So the VR golf is more in a sense of, hey, I want to go play Whistling Straits, but I know I never can because for one, we're 1,000 miles away. And for two, it's $500. And for three, you have to walk it. Mm-hmm. So I think being able to play any course that's like the biggest draw for me. If I want to go out and play Augusta, I'll never play. I shouldn't say that. I shouldn't say it. Speak it into existence, Ryan. Come on. You got this. If I don't get to Augusta if I don't get to Augusta for a really long time, I can still do it on the VR.
You get some practice rounds in before
Some practice rounds in. I don't know, Tyler. I don't know if you can play Augusta, but if I do get the chance one day, I don't want to say I'm not going to right now.
Isn't there like a 25-year waiting list or some shit?
Maybe. We got to get on that waiting list now. Otherwise, I'm going to be dead by the time my name gets called. And then my son...
A G just to get on the list.
Yeah, and then it's kind of like a will. The Augusta waiting list is like a will. So if you die before you actually get to golf it goes to the next person down. And let's just say my name gets picked the day after I die, and it goes to my degenerate 21-year-old son who just got into golf the year before and doesn't even have his own clubs. He shows up. He's like, hey, I'm here to play this course. You know, my dad's name just got drawn. He died yesterday. And they're
he'll be using your Mizuno hybrid.
That's true. That's true. But I think I'm going to get buried with those clubs. I think my goal in life is to get buried with those clubs that are going to... We're going to have a lot of good times together.
It's going to be a crowded coffin.
I'll buy a double. Yeah,
shoot for the moon, Ryan.
What they're going to have to do is they'll have to sell my Mizunos in order to buy my coffin.
Damn.
That's crazy.
About to sell it on the podcast.
We're the shit in like 50 years.
Yeah. The last episode of Breakfast Ball, my degenerate 21-year-old son will get on the podcast to sell my clubs. Just like his old man did. to pay for that coffin.
And he'll finally be able to sell your truck too.
Yeah, still truck will still be kicking.
The truck will be the reason for his death. It'll crap out on.
There will be 650,000 miles on it by that time.
Basically selling for $20.
Yeah, just I'll trade. Man looking for coffin. This Craigslist ad. Okay, I have a 2000. The year is 2085. I have
That's ambitious.
I have a 2011 GMC Sierra. With 852,000 miles on it. There is no paint left. It is completely rusted out. It's actually just the frame with door handles on it. And I would like to, I would like to find someone willing to trade a coffin for this truck, for parts only, maybe in parentheses, for parts only, so that I can be buried in the proper way.
With your clubs.
With my clubs.
The way the Lord intended.
Hey, by then though, you won't have to pay tabs or anything, any registration, because it'll be a collector's car.
Is that the deal?
Huh? Yeah.
So if you have a collector's car, you don't need to pay. You don't need to get new tabs or anything.
Don't quote me, but I know there's some sort of like tax. You don't have to pay taxes on it or some shit. I don't know.
So I could just get a license plate that says collectors.
Then you're solid.
Then I'm good. If I get pulled over and said, "Hey, sir, you haven't updated your tabs in 52 years," it's like, "Well, yeah, it's collector's edition."
Yeah, I collect 2010 to 2019 GMC Sierras.
Do you think is there collector, like golf club collector items, like the ping putter you have, for instance, Tyler?
Yeah, I actually think there is. So like, I don't know if you don't get anything special for it, but they would be considered collectors over a certain age. I know the ping putter that I have, there's a Phoenix model, which I have, and a Scottsdale model. The Scottsdale model is the collector model because they were the last putters made in the Pink factory in Scottsdale before they moved to Phoenix.
Okay.
So mine isn't quite the collector because there's a whole lot more of mine, but it's damn close.
Okay.
But I don't know.
If you could pick any sort of like golf knickknack, golf club, whatever, right now to be a collector's item in 50 years, what would it be?
Like that I currently own?
Correct. Today's technology.
Easy. My 25 degree hybrid.
Really? I was going to say your tee holder, ball marker, holster.
That thing's broken, dude.
Is it?
Long gone. Sad. That's why I wanted the switchblade you got. That's why I was so pumped about the switchblade you got me.
Also, bone to pick with the switchblade. Did anyone see the comments come in? Again, we have bones to pick with some of you guys out there. We're calling it divot fixers because we said this is to fix your divot on the green.
Mm-hmm.
Well, holy shit. A divot does not happen on the green. A divot happens on the fairway, according to these people. A ball mark is what happens on the green. So I don't know, what do you call it, a ball mark fixer?
That's so lame.
That sounds so lame.
I know, but people would not let this one go. I can't, Tyler, I can't, again, I got in the mud on accident. I couldn't help myself. The amount of people I had to tell to relax was infinite. Relax, you're not that passionate about divot marks and divot fixers and ball markers.
It's rough, dude. TikToks are rough.
No, this was Facebook. This was on Facebook. Yeah, it was
the old bastards.
Tyler, it was the episode where we talked about what we wanted for Christmas. You wanted a divot fixer in which apparently your divots are not happening on the green. Apparently those are ball marks.
They're both divots.
But also, who fixes a divot on the fairway with a divot fixer?
That's such narc behavior.
You don't. You just you either fill it with seed and sand.
I'm almost positive on the one you got me while it was still in the case. It is called a fucking divot tool.
Yeah, but Jesus Christ, Tyler, do not bring that thing on the green. I beg you, do not bring that thing on the green because you'll get kicked off.
I won't fix any of my ball marks then.
Ooh.
Can't do it. I don't have a ball mark fixer.
I don't have a ball mark fixer.
Because they don't make them because they're both divots.
There's got to be some retro divot fixers out there that we can get our hands on that are collector's items.
I think they just used to use tees.
I would say there's a healthy amount of golf balls these days, like maybe limited runs, that will be collector's items here in the future. Maybe I know Taylor, TaylorMade, I'm pretty sure it was TaylorMade, came out with like bacon and eggs, mm-hmm. their form of the breakfast ball. That could potentially mm-hmm. be, you know, some of that one-off shit that is going to be worth a lot of money.
Yeah, like those Callaway soccer balls.
Yeah. Yep, the soccer balls are sweet.
Have you read that thing about Tiger Woods' putter? Did we talk about that on the podcast already?
I don't think so.
Tiger Woods' putter is supposedly the most valuable piece of sports equipment in existence.
No shit.
Because he's played with it in every single tournament of his professional career.
Do you know what kind of putter it is?
I know he has a ping grip on it, but I don't think it's a ping putter.
Okay.
Because he's gotten the grip changed because the grip wears out faster than the club face.
Sure.
But that makes sense. Look at the face of that putter, there is a spot directly in the middle of it, just completely worn.
Yes.
Yeah. We're looking at it right now.
We're looking at it right now, Tyler. He's putting with a Scotty Cameron Newport 2 GSS putter.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah, that ball mark in the middle, I think, is one of the most fascinating pieces about it.
I'm surprised he's using the same one.
Yeah, I mean, when you're that good, why change it, right?
I suppose. That's why I don't get rid of my clubs.
You know what we need to start doing?
Yeah, good call, Matt.
We get back into the Pine to Palm next year, intimidation factor. We basically just need to take a needle nose to like all of our clubs right in the sweet spot and just scrape that baby out. It's like, yeah, you know, I got these clubs, you know, a year ago, but they're getting
just
pretty.
Like flaunt it.
Yeah, it's like,
oh yeah, it's kind of worn. Yeah,
oh, whoopsies! I was striping balls on the course with these things for the last year, and I don't know. It feels like golf clubs these days just don't last like they used to. Maybe it's just guys like us who are striping balls on the range.
I guess after a million shots, they just go bad.
I will never have that kind of mark on my golf clubs.
You know, think it'll
if anything, the marks on my clubs will cover the whole entire face because I'm not hitting it all on one spot ever. And that's why I'll never be like a consistent sub 75 golfer. I might break 80 every once in a while, but I'll never consistently be like a sub 75.
Not with that attitude.
Fuck, I said it again, Matt. I got to speak it into existence. All right, sub 75.
You got to write sub 75 on the mirror.
Yeah.
Every morning when you wake up, it's staring right back at you.
No, I think my score goal for this next year is going to be to break 80 three times. And I'll tell you what, I'm hoping I get out on the course like 50 plus times this next year. And if I can break 80 three out of those 50 times, I'll be a happy camper. That's what the guy selling me the club said anyways. That's why I bought him. He said, you'll break 80 three times.
Was that a guarantee?
It was a guarantee. Oh, I did write
money
a
back?
Actually, he didn't even have me sign a contract, which is kind of fishy in my mind.
A little bit.
Money back guarantee, break 80 three times. If this doesn't happen, I'm bringing those fuckers back.
But you only get four tries to make it happen.
Oh, Jesus. I need to sign some sort of written agreement next time. I learned my lesson now. Tyler, maybe you're right. Maybe I got swindled.
And what if you don't ever get these?
Yeah,
clubs?
Are you starting to just get nervous that the clubs aren't in yet?
It's just weird that the guy hasn't even called me yet.
Oh,
I had to call him.
You were so high on his supplier. He was like, oh, this is my new best friend.
Yeah. They'll have security cameras. They'll have it on the main screen TV in the golf shop so that when they see me walk in, doors lock immediately. Mm-hmm. It's facial recognition. They see me get out of my truck, bars go over top the doors, you can't get in.
Just wear a ski mask, then they'll let you in.
Oh, true. That might be a good idea.
You're going to drive by the place in a few weeks and it's not even going to be there anymore. They took it like at the circus.
They moved shop.
They moved shop.
They're not even on Google anymore.
Nope.
We'll see. Give me a couple weeks. I'll give you another update on the clubs. That's the thing about buying this kind of stuff is like the anticipation of waiting so long to get them is horrendous.
Yeah. So they said 2 to 4 weeks, right?
Correct.
We're at week four right now.
We were at,
I think
we're
five.
On week five.
Oh,
there are three clubs in so far.
So what's your plan of attack?
You need a discount.
You think I need to try and get some money back?
I think you gotta go Karen a little bit.
You think I need to talk to a manager?
You got to tell them that you planned a golf trip in 5 weeks because they said it would take max four.
Do I need to call them after this?
I think at least a strongly worded email. Now. Call them on the air.
But it was like, I'd never signed a contract and say it would be here in 4 weeks. Supply chain, remember?
That's true.
The rebar that they had to put in my shafts is really backed up.
Have they updated you though?
No.
They gotta at least send you an email.
No.
I start to be a little worried if I were you.
Stop it, you like guys. Quit it.
If you bought a set of really shitty clubs, I wouldn't be too worried, but you bought the clubs built for you.
Correct.
They're going to be a part of you for a long time to come.
Correct.
They're going to be in your coffin.
They're going to be in my coffin.
If they show up, they'll be in your coffin.
How many more days do you think I'd give it?
I would give it one day total. 24 hours from now, if they're not all in, I'd call them.
Really? Mm-hmm. Well, what kind of money back would you get?
You got to get it. Start low, give you 10%, and then every other day after that, another 10%. So if they're 10 days from now, they're free on the house.
Well, here's the thing. I also haven't paid for them yet.
So then they could just say screw you and then just not ever have them.
No, so it's literally burning a hole in my wall right now. I haven't paid for them.
I don't know. I don't know what you do. I think you at least got to be ready to do a strongly worded email, then go to a phone call.
I got to get on the phone with a lawyer. I got to get a lawyer involved.
Did you check with the Better Business Bureau?
Did I check with the Better Business Bureau, the Triple B?
Before you went to this place?
No. I did check with my financial advisor to see if I would be able to retire on time. And he said we could probably swing this one.
You got to work OT a few nights.
Yeah. I got to start working security at the local bar in town.
Maybe become a side investor in a golf app.
Correct. Which is weird how I want to
start DoorDash.
Yep. Club Dash.
Yeah. Why don't they make Ball Dash? If they don't want to put the golf ball dispensers, they should be Ball Dash, where you can buy things from the clubhouse and then they deliver to whatever hole you're on.
You get a golf ball for like triple because of markup and delivery fees and tip.
Mm-hmm. Are we just going to start developing golf apps?
We might as well.
We got nothing else to do in the winter.
We are, like I said, we're the golf Silicon Valley of the Midwest.
What's this new one going to be called?
Golf Dash. Hold on. We can come up with one better.
Four Dash.
Drive and Dash.
I like that.
That's a good one.
Hit and Run.
Hit and Run.
Delivery Driver.
There you go.
Driver. God damn it. This one's not coming to me as quick as that last one did.
Hey, We'll have a brainstorm session.
We'll workshop it a little bit, but we, who knows? We might just completely kibosh this page and just become software engineers, application software engineers.
Yeah, I might have to go back to school.
Me Same. Too. We got one in house, though, actually. One of my warehouse guys is a software engineer.
And you can teach all of us.
I'm aware of him.
Yeah, that's Tyler's old golf partner.
We're trying to get back together, so.
Okay.
I did go to the simulator with him.
Oh, that's a good first step because, you know, when we launch the Swinger app, if I even come close to his profile, I'm going to notify you immediately. Hey.
Thank you. I would appreciate that.
Hey, what if, okay, so Tyler, picture this. You and Lane you guys are golf partners through and through again, okay? You do not cheat on each other at all. But I or Matt is scrolling through the Swinger app and we come across his profile. That's sketch.
Would you want me to let you know?
Would you want us to tell you or not?
Of course.
How do you confront him about that?
I take him golfing or I get a tee time super early in the morning, invite him to it, and then don't show up.
No.
That's so passive.
Okay, that's actually a good one. Here's another one. You plan a golf...
But it's also really far away.
Yes. You plan a golf trip, just the both of you. You're going to try and rekindle this relationship. You know, things have been tough. You've been going through a rough patch. You schedule a golf tournament, like 2 days, let's say, even a day trip, 4 to 5 hours away. You're driving, okay? You insist on taking your vehicle. You get to the first tee and you're like, fuck, I forgot X product in my car. I forgot my box of balls. You get back in that truck and you just drive away.
Hell yeah. I like that.
And you take
him high and dry.
And you take his phone.
And you block him on everything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But here's the thing. He hop on the swing.
Well, route. Then I also tell his family that we're going on a fishing trip to Alaska where there'll be no cell service.
Yeah.
So no one tries to contact him.
Yeah. Well, Lane hasn't called in lately. He just must be out of service. They must be hammering the salmon up there.
Mm-hmm.
But hey, hop on the swinger app. Say, hey, I'm just looking for a new golf partner willing to give me a ride 4 hours down the road. He's back. See, this app is solving all these problems.
He won't have his phone. He's going to have to borrow somebody else's phone to create a new swinger profile.
No, he'll have to sell his clubs to buy a cell phone.
Oh,
how anxiety-inducing would that be to, like, oh, he's coming right back. He had to go get something from his car. There's like a whole group of people behind you ready to play. And you're just stuck on the first tee waiting for a partner.
He just never comes back.
Never coming back.
It's just like the dad who went out to get milk and never came back.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Lane would have abandonment issues the rest of his life.
Commitment issues, abandonment issues, the whole nine yards. Tyler.
That's what he gets.
I don't know if he deserves something like this, but you think that one over for a bit, okay?
I don't give third chances.
Oof. That's a hot take. All right, Tyler, should we wrap this baby up?
First, we got to talk about an award that Tyler won.
Oh, real quick,
Tyler. Christmas party.
You won the most giving award in You Betcha history. What was it?
Right here. Worst golf swing.
Goes to
you. Look at Miles's perfect handwriting.
There's no way that he wrote that on there, correct?
No, I watched him do it.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah. Well, horse's ass. Really, really proud of it.
Donkey's ass. Yeah, he's basically insinuating that you're a jackass.
So the main reason...
Which is not very nice.
Yeah. The main reason he gave you that is because he's always giving you some form of advice. It's like to close your hands or something like that, and you refuse to take it.
He wants me to open up.
That's what it is.
He's a big-time advice guy, even though he'll shoot 20 over.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't understand it yet.
I refuse to listen.
I commend you for that.
Yeah.
Thanks.
So congratulations on the award. That's a big deal.
Yes. Hey, congratulations, you too, Tyler. Worst golf swing award. But hey, after these lessons, we're gonna get you the best golf swing award. Come 2022.
All I want to do with this golf lesson is learn how to be a better golfer without changing my grip.
That's fair.
Just to keep sticking it to Miles.
That's fair. Gonna say, what if the golf lesson does actually say open up your hands?
I'm going to tell him up front. One thing I will not
That's
do
off the table.
Change my hand. I'll change my feet. I'll change my stance. I'll change my arms. Not changing my hands.
Good on you.
I agree.
Thanks, swinger guys. App profile, not willing, not up for change.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's up for change in some aspects.
Okay.
Just not the grip.
Okay.
Just in the people you're golfing with.
Yeah.
Down to change that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sweet, Tyler. Well, congratulations on that award. And hopefully I can get one next year. I was awardless. I think I was.
Matt got one too.
Matt got one too.
I got worst gambler.
Which is, he's completely right on that.
What sucks is I couldn't even combat it because I just lost an NBA parlay that was happening as the show was going on.
That's tough.
It was rough. And then I publicly, as for my victory speech, I said, hey, Alabama +3 is a lock, which I thought it was. They lost. Looking back at it, I should have said $10 says I don't win this award next year.
Yeah, that you would have won that bet.
I should have.
Well, no, you should $10 that my lock for this week doesn't hit. You'd have won $10.
You think just start betting on how bad I am?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a lot of reverse psychology.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even know what to
believe. Try that out. Just try it out for a week.
Go against my intuition.
Correct. Whatever your gut's telling you.
Matt. You should do a segment on your podcast, Goose Egg Gambling, where Jared places the opposite bet from you every single week.
And just see how rich he gets.
Yes.
I'm hot right now. I don't think he'd rich. I literally every single bet I placed on Sunday, I won.
Well, how about the bet on Monday that you placed?
Didn't win that one. But that,
so you're not placed, hot. You're not placed, hot then.
I placed hot, that one last week. Over. I placed that one last week.
Doesn't matter.
I disagree.
I
place it before things clicked in my head.
But it doesn't process until Monday.
Every bet I've placed since Sunday morning has hit. Because I placed one last night too, and that hit. Things have changed. It clicked. It's clicking in my head.
So 2022 is the year for you.
Oh, every year's the year for me, but
the
this
year
one
for your bank account. You need to start winning some bets so you can buy that masterclass from your buddy down in downtown Fargo.
Oh, I already bought that. We're all good. I just take out a couple of loans, but we're good.
Jesus. Well, it's fine. You'll just make that money back. Stocks never
that's
go
what,
down.
That's literally what they say.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. We need to wrap this up before Matt starts giving us gambling advice.
Yeah. I have a and, whole podcast for that.
Yeah. Goose Egg Gambling. Found where all podcasts can be found. All right, guys. Well, Tyler, hope you feel better.
Thank you.
Again, remember the rules for the submission process of the new Swinger app is message us at breakfast.balls. Start off your DM with Swinger app and then pitch us down below. Maybe have you on the podcast.
We will make this happen one way or another.
Alrighty. Love you guys.
Love you.
Bye.
Hell, that's a breakfast ball.